USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 19 deaths have occurred during a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. At least 40 people have been injured. This woman was inside when it happened.
I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard doo, doo, doo. And then it went doo, 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 like closer together. So then that's when I thought it was gunshots.
Police say they believe it to be a lone shooter who is in custody. He's a 21-year-old white male who's been identified as Patrick Crucius. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texans are grieving. He tweets, "We thank first responders for their swift action. We ask God to bind up the wounds of all who have been harmed." James Duggar with the local blood bank says the community needs blood donations right now.
Type O blood is always in demand in these types of situations because it can be transfused to all blood types.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A New York administrative judge says New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill should fire Officer Daniel Pantaleo, who used a chokehold on Eric Garner before his death in 2014. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Today, for the first time in these long 5 years, the system of justice is working.
Police Union Chief Patrick Lynch on the mayor.
He has lost the confidence of New York City police officers. We always hoped that he'd come to his senses and understand the job that we do.
Just one day after imposing a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, President Trump spoke about a beef deal with the European Union.
Opening markets for our farmers is about more than just an industry. It's about a way of life.
U.S. beef producers have recently been financially hurt by retaliatory tariffs from the Chinese. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
19 of the 23 Democratic presidential hopefuls spoke in Las Vegas for a candidate forum. It was hosted by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Most of the Democratic presidential candidates appeared Saturday at a public service forum hosted by one of the big unions in Nevada. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was among them, and she says she has a plan that would reduce the economic disparity between African Americans and whites.
America's had an issue for a long time about moving in and widening the black-white wealth gap. I have picked deliberately the numbers that are going to help shrink that wealth gap and maximize opportunity.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is firing back at Democrats who have tagged him with the nickname Moscow Mitch as he tries to deflect attacks for his handling of election security legislation. McConnell says it's appropriate that Democrats are wearing shirts displaying the Soviet hammer and sickle symbol. He says it fits their party's push for their plans for a Green New Deal and the Medicare for All plan. The Kentucky Democratic Party is now hawking T-shirts depicting a picture of McConnell wearing a Russian hat and declaring, "Just say nyet to Moscow Mitch." According to the latest tally, sales of the T-shirts have reached over $350,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.